Blog Talk Radio.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Greetings! Cheers!
Hola!
Cinderella story, out of nowhere.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you?
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Hey, Los Cachos!
Play it once, Sam. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na.
What's the matter, bad at thinking anything?
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Horror.
Cheers, greetings, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, the J-Man.
Hola. Welcome, everybody. That's it, Matt. Just the J-Man. Nothing special about me this week, huh?
There is always something special about you. I've run out of superlatives.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. I had to rush to tweet out to everybody that we're live on the air right now because I didn't have my prepared tweet.
Ah.
So, I guess I just. Just didn't have enough time.
Well, you're a busy man. I know you had a whole day yesterday.
Oh my God, yes. Yeah. Yesterday was a rough one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to spend today recovering from it.
I'm sure you will. But
you put together a TV stand.
Right. That can take it out of a person.
Oh yeah, it can. A lot of getting down on the floor, getting back up.
Yeah. Looking at the picture on the box.
Staring at it. Going, that's weird. A lot of, okay, those rails for the door are on backwards. No, they're not. Yes, they are. No. Oh, look, it goes this way. No, it doesn't. And the worst part about it was all the little screws are like one size too big for the little hole that they had for it.
Oh,
and you
man,
just
that's
gotta,
tough.
You know, oh, you got to put so much pressure on it because I don't have a power screwdriver.
Oh,
and man, my right hand is sore. It's hurting.
You probably have carpal tunnel.
Oh, I might, yeah, but I could basically use it, but it's feeling it still today. So Might be a lonely week.
Yeah, I was gonna say your sex life is in jeopardy. And we can get into more of that later, but how are you today, Jay? Here you're. It's a nice day down there in God's country.
It's very nice. It's been a cool start to the day. It's up to 46 now, heading towards 60 degrees, sunshine, light breeze, just beautiful. How are things in the greater Bagwine area?
Right now, the skies are blue, angry mailman's outside, a little chilly. Only going to get to about 43.
Yeah.
And there you have it.
Well, when angry mailman shows up, the temperature drops about 7 degrees, doesn't it?
Yes.
He brings a little chill to the area.
But on the upside, whenever he shows up and deposits mail in the mailbox, our debt ratio goes through the roof. So there's that.
Always look forward to opening up another bill that size of a minivan.
Yeah. We'll probably get one from a different doctor that we have no idea who he or she even was.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, I checked on you 2 minutes that one day.
Right. And what I love is you know, a doctor who was filling in for the doctor who was filling in on rounds. sends you a bill, and you check all three doctors' bill, and everything is exactly the same. And they have every single thing on that bill just exactly like the other ones did. You know, that's weird.
It is. I'm sure it's just a coincidence.
Yeah, just one of those things.
We'll have to talk to Dr. Mike about that someday.
Yeah. Ask him how that happens.
Yeah.
You get a bill from the hospital, and it itemizes everything, and then the bill from the doctor itemizes the exact same thing. Blood.
And the little shout-out to the chat room we have in the chat room and listening live. Our favorite Canadian in the entire world.
Oh, yeah.
The lovely Jamie.
Oh, yeah. How you doing, huh?
In fact, Jay, I like her so much, she may be the only Canadian, and this is going some, the only Canadian I love more than William Shatner.
Ooh.
I know.
Uh-huh. If you've surpassed William Shatner, then you've done something.
Yes.
Not just as a Canadian, but as a human being.
Exactly.
And, of course, up until a few minutes ago, we thought we were going to have a little guest today.
Thought we'd have a little call-in, friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the uber-hotness chick of the De La Glazed Muffins. But she seems to be out of commission.
Yeah, not available.
Not available.
Unlike me, who I'm just emotionally unavailable most times.
Yeah.
She's, physically not available.
Right. It's a sad commentary on Americans, really.
Oh, I think so.
Because here we have the lovely Jamie in the chat room and listening live all the way from Ontario, Canada. And we can't get an American 5 miles away from me to call in.
Exactly. Americans' priorities are all out of whack.
Yes, they are.
Well,
I'm sure it's stupid.
I mean, what? A little hangover stops you from calling in?
Well, you know, I'm sure she's low on potassium right now.
Got that cotton mouth going.
That's right. Judging by the conversation I had with her last night, I'm sure that could be a problem.
Yeah. Well, we were ready. We were gonna battle it out today because she was gonna call in and she was gonna continue to berate you over your lack of sitcom knowledge.
I know she has no use for my taste in sitcoms and no use for me not watching TV very much. And she's one of these people, one of the few, one of these weirdos who does not find the Three Stooges funny.
Well, they're not. So, I can understand that.
Really? Seriously?
No, really. I've never found them all that funny.
It's because they're Jewish, aren't they? Isn't it?
Yeah, well, no. I love the Jews. Some more than others, but.
Do you like Seinfeld?
Yes, I like Seinfeld. I watch it every day on WTBS.
Okay. Well, she told me that Seinfeld is not funny either.
Well, see, she's anti-Semitic, isn't she?
Yes, she
is. She's the Jew hater.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And real quick, Miss Dana Liu. Says that she's having issues with BTR and
cannot
get into the chat room.
I thought you meant she was just having issues.
Well, anybody who knows Dana knows that she's had some issues. We won't get into that because we'd have to schedule a show for a whole day just to get through those.
And that's not a bad idea. We'll have to write that down.
Yeah, a Dane-a-thon.
A Dane-a-thon.
Anyway, so she's having BTR issues. We are having some BTR issues ourselves. Again, and look, we don't want to pick on BTR.
No. But they are both a blessing, and more often than not, a curse.
They have a bit of a problem with the listener numbers. Not that we're obsessed with those things.
No. Although I did find it disconcerting, even without knowing how many listens we've had. I found it disconcerting that we fell to number 2 today, replaced by none other than SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes, the guy who created SpongeBob SquarePants was a guest on the show called Storytellers.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow he has gotten more listens than us.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
He's famous. He's a celebrity.
He mops up stains.
Millions of people watch his show. So?
Yeah, well.
Anyway. Good for them. I'm happy for them.
I know you are.
Actually, I'm going to check that show out. I've never heard of them. I think this is the first time they've posted in the comedy category, because I've never seen them before. And if they're drawing guests like that, then you know they've been getting numbers. They probably just kept going with a different category till they found one they could get number one in.
Yeah. Well, if they're having guests like that, they need to have us on.
I mean, yeah, totally, obviously. And then they could have Mike Bova.
Mike Bova? They could have him
on. Funny bit. Yeah, Nancy Lombardo, Comedy Concepts.
I'm actually in a little talks with Nancy right now.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you what, I've listened to her show a few times. I know you have too.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get her to come on this show.
Yeah. And by talks with her, I should say they're mostly one-sided.
You know, I was in there going, did she actually finally reply to Matt?
Actually, Jay, she friended me today.
On Twitter?
No, on Facebook.
Ooh.
No, she still won't follow me on Twitter. You know how those New Yorkers
now
are.
Did you send the friend request?
Well, of course I did.
Okay, well, that's one step closer.
Exactly. She accepted.
Now, is this Nancy or is this her show?
Both.
Page. Both. Okay.
Yeah, she accepted both.
Mm-hmm.
I was doubly accepted today. That doesn't happen very often.
Most excellent. Well, maybe we will finally get her on the show. We've had her on our list.
I know we have.
You know who else we'd like to get on the show?
Who?
Anybody, because the phone lines are open, kids.
As they always are on the no-show hotline at 661-244-9852. Yes.
So. Dana's not happy. She thinks it's a conspiracy. I've never heard of any BTR conspiracies.
No, none.
Hey, Arkansas's got a new head coach, Matt.
I heard about that. What's
Brett
his name?
Bielema.
Bielema, yeah, I hate that name.
I don't like it either. And I tell you what, Arkansas fans were having trouble spelling Chris Peterson's name. You can imagine the struggle they're going to have with Brett Bielema.
Ah, we got that there. Coach who's got an eating disorder.
Exactly. Kind of a big boy for a bulimic, but, you know. Anyway, so he's going to leave Wisconsin and come to the U of A.
Mm-hmm.
I was having to give Dana's mic a little shit for it yesterday. Yeah, we stole your coach. Nah, 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 nah.
He's such a 12-year-old.
No, that was me.
No, I was saying he is such a 12-year-old.
No. A little on the young side. A little young. So, anyway, I guess I'm happy with that hire. What the hell? It's he's definitely better than some of the names they were tossing around. Mm-hmm. And I was really, really, really worried we were going to end up with Mike Gundy.
He's a nut.
Oklahoma State. Yeah, he is. There are two things that believe will do that Bobby Petrino didn't really care about, and that was defense and protecting the quarterback. So that was my big complaint with the Petrino system, is they just didn't protect the quarterback.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll see how that all works out. And people say they're worried about his coming down here and trying to recruit an area of the country that he hasn't normally recruited. But somebody posted a picture of his wife last night. And let me tell you, that man can recruit SEC talent.
No, really?
Wow.
I have not seen her.
Oh, after the show, I'll send you a picture of her. Yeah, that's a good-looking lady right there. Almost as good-looking as the type of woman who was who would stand us up here today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been stood up a few times in my life. Brings back some bad memories, a little emotional damage. May have to go to my therapist now.
But it's really hard to accept the fact that of getting stood up virtually. I mean, it's one thing in real life, but, you know.
Oh, I've been stood up virtually in real life. Whatever. Everywhere. It's kind of sad.
It'll be okay, Jay.
And she doesn't even like MASH, does she? You said she was disparaging MASH?
She was disparaging MASH. Seinfeld. Ugh.
What the heck? What is she like?
I Glee.
Oh, my God. What is she, a 12-year-old?
Well, we've discussed that at times.
And then she tried to make what now? I'm trying to remember because it was last night and, you know, it's many drinks and pills ago. There was something along the lines of the new adventures of old Christine being better than Seinfeld.
Yeah, she finds that show to be one of the funniest shows ever.
I know. Specifically, what does she find funny about it?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Her top three sitcom shows of all time in her mind are The New Adventures of Old Christine, Will and Grace, and Big Bang Theory.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
No,
because
no Seinfeld. Mm-mm.
If I was making a list of the worst sitcoms of all time, Will and Grace would be number one, and it would be a long ways to number two. Number two would be According to Jim.
Oh.
And then number three, and don't take this personally, our good friend and colleague, fellow podcaster, Jay Moore, but Gary Unmarried was Gary Unwatchable. I mean, that's just played out there. And, oh, I think Jamie liked Gary Unmarried. So, sorry about that, Jamie.
Yeah, well.
Don't take it personally. But, oh, there's never been a better sitcom than Seinfeld.
No,
unless
I don't know.
Unless it's Roseanne.
I'll tell you what, the early Roseannes were pretty funny.
Man, I can turn it over to TV Land and watch Roseanne all day long.
Oh, my God.
I can.
So can Schmoop, and yet she does.
Yeah, well, I used to watch, I tell you what, they showed a Roseanne marathon one weekend, And I just sat there. It was like Saturday night. And I was, you know, unable to sleep as usual. And I was watching Roseanne like at 3 a.m. Turns out our good friend, the lovely Miss Knight, was watching Roseanne at the exact same time.
Oh, that's hot.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Huh? How you doing? One of my great moments in life right there.
Yeah, you know what another great moment in life is, Jay?
What's that?
Dana Lou made it into the chat room.
Hey! Hola, Miss Dana Lou. We can stop talking about her now.
Yes.
Did she make it in for us talking about Mike? Oh, too bad.
No.
Yeah. Well. So, Dana, there in the chat room, what is your favorite sitcom of all time? Because you know there is nothing Dana enjoys more than a bunch of mindless frivolity on TV.
She's always searching for those 22 minutes that she can never get back.
She says she doesn't watch sitcoms. I thought she was going to tell us that Swamp People was her favorite sitcom. Or Pickers, American Pickers. That show cracks me up. Have you seen that one, Matt?
Just briefly.
And, you know, look, I mean, those guys are all right. And, you know, they go around and they find all this cool stuff and all these antiques and old collectibles and stuff like that. But they need to stop acting like, you know, that it's a more dangerous job than the CIA.
And it's funny you said that. It's funny you asked me that. Have you seen that? Because, once again, last night I was also chastised by our no-show friend that I do not watch enough TV.
Well, you know, if Americans would watch even just a little more TV, they would be a little easier to control. I did watch the season finale of Sons of Anarchy last night. I've basically given up on the show. I watched the first, I don't know, three episodes of this season, and I haven't watched any since then. And I watched it last night, and there was nothing that I didn't know what was going on. That show moves that slow that I could come back in 10 weeks and say, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's happened.
Kind of like Young and the Restless.
Exactly. Young and the Restless, pick it up 6 years from now, and, oh, she's still in the coma.
Great. Uh-huh. Victor and Nikki are married again for the 8th time.
Yeah. Oh, look, Aiden is out of jail. The only thing you have to watch out for on soap operas, though, is on Friday, the last scene, you know, the young mom will be putting her little baby in the crib, and the music will be playing, and she'll be, you know, talking to the baby or whatever, and it'll be a real sweet moment. And then on Monday, that baby is suddenly 7 years old. Ta-da!
It's amazing.
Yep. And then, you know, 2 weeks later, the kid is, you know, 16, riding in the car. The car accident, gets thrown from the car, is lying in the field for 3 days. Finally find him, get him to the hospital, and he's sitting up straight, doesn't even have an IV in him.
TV shows, their concepts of time are just like BTRs.
Yes, BTR said that they would have the issue with the listener numbers in 24 hours, and then 24 hours later, they said they would have it in 24 hours, and now they're like, well, you know.
Whatever.
When we get to it. But,
Dana does watch. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, even though I'm 47, I'm 2003 years old. In BTR years.
Yes, you are. Dana says that she does watch Big Bang Theory.
I mean, it's mildly amusing. Shmoop watches it too.
There's some funny moments.
Yes.
There's yeah. Kaylee. Oh, Kaylee Cuoco.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, baby. How you doing?
Yeah, her and her short shorts and tight tank tops and what have you.
Her perky breasts.
Yeah. And her sweet Midwestern charm.
And I'll tell you what, Jay. I told you Shmoop likes it, and, you know, Shmoop is incapacitated, and she sits around and watches a lot of it. She's becoming a little too close to the characters of the Big Bang Theory. Because last night, out of the blue, as I'm pacing about wishing she would shut the frickin' TV off, on episode 3, she said, you know, it's not fair. Sheldon and the other guy are PhDs, and the chick, and they have to share an apartment or whatever, and that chick who works at Starbucks, she's able to afford her own place. What's up with
Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, Cheesecake Factory, whatever.
Yeah, I have noticed that. Yeah, I've always wondered that. That's another thing about sitcoms and TV in general. Have you ever noticed that people live well beyond the means of someone who does what they do? Like, so many shows, you know, he's a cop, she's a school teacher, yet they have a 3-bedroom loft in Manhattan with floor-to-ceiling windows. But yeah, a couple of dudes with PhDs have to share an apartment, and the hot chick with works at the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah. But I had to yell at
her.
Pretty sweet
little one bedroom. Oh, no. You didn't yell at her.
Yes, I did. I said, it's a TV show. Oh, my God.
This is wrong. That's just
wrong.
I snapped. No, you shouldn't yell at Shmoop. She got a tube in her, for God's sake.
Oh, don't I know it. I'm reminded of that every 10 minutes. And in fact, Jay, in the studio audience, she just lifted her shirt to show me said tube.
There you go. Well, you know what else on TV shows? They never have any problems with traffic.
Yeah, of course not.
Man, they can cover some ground just in no time at all. No traffic problems.
And they get the best parking places.
Right up front, those bastards.
Right up front.
I'm sitting there watching from back in the day in the heat of the night, you know, with Chief Gillespie, whoever the hell, Carol O'Connor. Yeah, and
Harold Rowland.
And all the, and, yeah.
Yeah.
And
see, I do watch TV.
There you go.
Thank you.
And here comes Sheriff Gillespie in his old pickup truck, taking down the road, and the camera pulls back, and he's gonna pull right in front of the courthouse. And there is a car in every spot except the one right in front of the door. How about that?
He didn't even have to parallel park, did he?
No. Angle.
Swoop right in.
Diagonal parking, making it easy on the old man.
Yep.
Yeah. It's you know, fantasy world.
Yeah.
But the... coming up, January 8th, big day.
7th.
Season 4 of Justified starts. Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Oh, you should be watching it. It's a good show.
I'm sure I will.
Yeah, you should be.
It's going to be hard to watch it when I won't have a place to live. Maybe I could go to Best Buy and they'll have it running in their displays.
Go into the room where they have the big TV and you just turn it on and sit there in their vibrating recliner.
No, I'm thinking about purchasing this. You don't need to kick me out. No, really.
Sir, did you get that food out of the dumpster? We're going to lose the live stream, so thanks to Dana Lou and all the people listening on their mobile devices.
Mm-hmm. And the lovely Jamie.
Yes, and the lovely Jamie.
Oh, who gets to stay with us? I forgot about that.
Of course, because she's smarter than most.
Well, she's Canadian.
Exactly, because Canadians are clever.
They are.
Maybe a little sneaky, but I prefer the word clever.
Mm-hmm. Well, who knew we were going to have a TV show today? Huh, that's funny.
Well, that's what we were supposed to do with our caller.
Yes. We're going to have to start referring to Missy as No-Show Jones.
No-Show Miss.
Yeah.
Our missing caller.
She's Missy in action.
Uh-huh. It would have been nice. I'm sure the listeners would have enjoyed it. But I love Missy, but you don't stand behind with stupid gang up like this.
No.
There will be repercussions for this.
I mean, I don't care what condition you're in. I even showed up for the Arizona shooting show. Remember that?
Boy, do I. Tragedy in Tucson, the lighter side.
Uh-huh. I answered the bell. I didn't answer
that
it well,
one.
But I answered it.
Yeah. That show went over like a hole in her head or something.
Uh-huh.
So, well, anyway. Not our greatest moment.
Yeah, well.
It was a learning experience.
It was. And like I've always said, I can't believe we didn't have more shows like that.
I know. Well, you know, Don Imus had his nappy-headed hoe. We had our tragedy in Tucson.
And David,
when ESPN does their 30 for 30 documentary on us, that'll be the one where we sit there and, you know, get a little weepy as we talk about that night.
Uh-huh.
It almost all came crashing down.
We should have
the whole empire almost disappeared on us.
We should have saved it.
Yeah, I should have downloaded it and just kept it for the Smithsonian.
Well, knowing you probably did, and you're just lying to me. You have it.
I don't have it. No, I don't have it. Yeah, I think I sent you a direct message, something along the lines of, like, I think I'm going to delete that one. Kind of sucked, and you were like, yeah, okay, good idea. Well, actually, I think it was the next morning when you said, yeah, okay, because...
oh, I know.
Because when you woke up, you were like, and the phone lines are still open, kids.
Okay, that's enough, Jay.
Actually, the last we heard from you was you saying, hey, Corky. Hey, Corky.
Okay, are you done?
Well, you brought this up.
I know, I guess I did, didn't I? I was going through a difficult time.
Oh, I know.
That's back when I was unemployed and growing my beard. I must have had an ingrown whisker. That's what the problem was.
It must have. It threw you off.
Uh-huh.
You were a little concerned that your the cans in the cabinet weren't alphabetized.
Exactly.
Also.
Okay.
And you were really, 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 really deeply into your reading of Mein Kampf.
Mm-hmm. All right. You know, that's fine, Jay. We can rehash this as we're waiting on Schmoop's unemployment to kick in. If it does. as I'm living on one can of ravioli for a week because I'm just going to eat one per day. Oh, yeah, this is funny, isn't it? Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you, you know, cut that ravioli in half, you got 2 weeks worth.
Yeah, that's true. Well, here's the funny thing, and I thought about
it. You can always stretch it out a little further. Austerity now, austerity forever.
Well, you know, Jay, I was thinking, you know, we're concerned about January's rent. You know, if the unemployment kicks in, and she'll find out on Tuesday, December 11th, there'll be 3 weeks worth. And then she's leaving on the 13th. The rent, even if it does kick in, the rent might not get paid, because can you imagine me with a few hundred dollars here all alone?
No. I'm a little worried. Uh-huh. A little worried because, yeah, the hookers of Bagwine are going, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Matt's got some cash on hand.
And Donato's pizza is not cheap.
No.
Oh, yeah, a little update. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I want the update.
Hmm. Yeah, her surgery, Schmoop, for those of you who don't know, she's having major surgery on the 14th, next Friday. And her and her brother did, she has to be there at 5 o'clock in the a.m. in Columbus. So they did secure a hotel room for Thursday, which is like 5 minutes away from the hospital.
At the Motel Notel?
The Varsity Inn, Jay.
Oh,
I'm sure
oh.
It's all Buckeye, Ohio State themed.
I was going to say,
yeah.
Walk into the room and there's a big picture of Urban Meyer leading the men onto the field.
And they have a concierge, too, probably, who's dressed as Brutus Buckeye. Oh, God.
And instead of turndown service, a guy dressed as... Can't think of the name now. The guy dressed as Woody Hayes will come to the room and just punch you out.
Go to bed, God damn it, lights out!
Curfew is 10 p.m., let's go!
We got Michigan tomorrow.
Turn off that mindless TV.
Yeah. And then Friday she'll have surgery, and she'll be laying there oblivious for 3 to 7 hours.
Well, I hope at the Varsity Inn they have a room near the elevator so that it can kind of get her used to the noises throughout the night. The ding! Every couple of minutes. Maybe the ice machine. That's always great to have a room next to the ice machine and vending machines. You know, as the parents send their screaming kids down to the vending machine.
And I'll tell you what, you know, I was worried about, you know, having enough food here, and I thought maybe if someone could give me a ride to the grocery or whatnot while she's gone, that would be nice. And I was thinking I would have Missy do it, but, you know, now, whew.
A little unreliable.
A little unreliable.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, normally I like to give people a second chance.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe you could come up and get me. You'd probably get here quicker than she would.
Probably so.
Hell, you could pick me up, take me down to Hudson's, the people-pleasing place, and drop me off quicker than she could get here.
Yeah, in fact, if you wanted to and get out of Hudson's, then you might want to swing by Edwards, too, because Edwards Grocery saves you money. Says so right there on the sign.
All right. Well, it's good to know I have an alternate plan.
Yeah, there you go.
And aside from that, oh, go ahead.
No, I just said we can do it.
Yep. All right. I'm going to write that down. And I'll tell you what, and folks listening, they need to write this down because we have a huge show coming up this Saturday night at 11 p.m.
We do?
Yes, we do. We're going to celebrate Judaism, J-Man.
It's Hanukkah. Hanukkah starts at sundown Saturday.
Yes.
Now, Gordon Lightfoot had a song about sundown.
Yes, he did.
And
that's very good, Jay.
Now, is Gordon Lightfoot a Jew? I bet he is.
I bet he is. I'm going to Google that after the show.
He should be if he's not.
No, that's true. Because he is always whining during his songs. All sad and whatnot.
He is listed as that Canadian music legend Gordon Lightfoot.
Mm-hmm.
Listed as a Jew.
He's listed as a Jew?
At ethnicityonline.com.
Ah.
You can't get a better authority than that.
Well, no.
But I'll tell you what, as I was typing in, Gordon Lightfoot, and as I was typing in Jewish, I typed in J-E, and one of the options was jerk. Can you believe that?
No.
Come on.
I actually like Gordon Lightfoot a lot.
Call him a jerk. So anyway, what else did we have on the show description for today? Well,
we were gonna talk about Kate Middleton advocating her virginity.
Oh, yes, she is currently pregnant with the heir.
Mm-hmm.
2 years from now, she'll be pregnant with the spare. As my mother always says, as the J mom says. They always have an heir and a spare.
That's right.
And we
just hope it's not Harry's.
Yeah, exactly. She's the first one is usually the legitimate one. It's the second one you gotta wonder about.
And I was thinking about this. I bet. I'll tell you what. If it's a girl, I bet they name her Diana.
Well, there was some talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's naming of the royal baby apparently is a big deal.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
I'm just glad that the kid won't be named Tanner or Tyler or Aiden or Dylan.
Yeah.
It'll be named, Charles Edward. Harold William. Or if it's a girl, it could be Diana. It could be Elizabeth Diana.
It could be.
Could be Elizabeth Ann Diana.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be interesting. See how
that. I'm sure we won't hear about that anytime in the future.
No,
They won't cover that 24/7.
Not at all. So Saturday we're gonna celebrate Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm.
As only we know how.
And we need a Jew. We need a Jew for Saturday. So
shout out to the Jews.
Maybe we could get Bibi Netanyahu to come on.
Maybe, but if they're observant, then wouldn't that mean that they probably couldn't come on?
Yeah, I know. I thought about that.
Yeah, that is a bit of a... Yeah. So we're going to need a lapsed...
or either one. Even if they are observant, one who's hit the Manischewitz a little early.
There you go, because that's what I'm going to do. Yeah. We're almost out of time.
Yes, we are.
Just a few seconds left. So thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thanks, everyone. We'll find out how many of you listen probably sometime in January.
So, apparently.
Talk to you later, J-Man.
Bye.